7 o'clock, Rise and Shine Pile. Good morning, Jim Davis, along with the Buckeye Boy from the Bozarth Miller Chevrolet Buick Studios, the most trusted name in automobiles. Busy night last night. Nuggets fall at LA to the Lakers. It was kind of like they said last night. Bit of a throwback to the 90s. A low-scoring game in the first half.
Yeah.
Lakers did a nice job of really shutting down Michael Porter Jr. last night. And, look, Marc Gasol, who was not happy that the Lakers got Andre Drummond. Marc Gasol was a factor in that game last night. Helped spread the floor. Shooting the three. Nikola Jokic had 32 points last night, but nobody else did a whole lot last night for Denver. They lose. Of course, there's the questionable call. Facu Campazzo running into Anthony Davis. Got a call for an offensive foul after he drove and kicked to Michael Porter Jr. Hit a three.
They dive in Anthony Davis. Yeah.
They waved it off, and so Nuggets lose last night. Avs fight their way back for a big win at San Jose last night. Rockies got rained out yesterday, but they named their interim general manager.
Yay!
And we'll have high school baseball tonight. They quickly rescheduled that game, Palisade and Fruita Monument. We'll have it today on the team or this evening. Rockies played doubleheader against San Francisco and didn't get a chance to record our podcast yesterday. Beetleman and myself, I'm sure we'll be talking more about. He has a real big problem with the seven-inning doubleheaders. He's got a major problem with it. Absolutely hates it. So we'll have our podcast up later on today. But a lot to get to on the program. But today, you know what today is, right?
It's Double Points Tuesday.
Well, it is Double Points Tuesday at Qdoba, oh. But it's also,
I was raised to do one thing, but I've got nothing to fight for.
Nothing will stand in our way.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
May the fourth be with you.
Yeah.
What you started.
There are stories about what happened.
I was wanting the music, but that's not what I got.
No.
You got the music over there. That'd be great, because I thought I was getting the music here.
I got this.
It's calling to you.
That'll work. So, here's my Qdoba question of the day today. Who would be, if you're a Colorado sports fan, who would be Darth Vader? Who would be Luke Skywalker? Or if you want to go more current, who's Kylo Ren? Who ends up kind of being a hero. Though Darth Vader kind of does too, I guess, to a certain degree. But who's the baddie? Let's just go old school. Darth Vader.
Who's Emperor Palpatine?
Luke Skywalker for Colorado sports fans.
I mean, Belichick's Palpatine.
Right. Are we going to do Palpatine? Let's not go crazy here with everybody.
Well, he's the only one that doesn't ever do anything redeeming.
Okay, we'll make it Emperor Palpatine.
Because you're right. Darth Vader kind of, you know,
ends up redeeming himself.
A little bit of a redemption angle, and
yeah.
Kylo the same. And God, we're nerds.
So, okay, we'll go Emperor Palpatine then. Yeah. And then who's the Luke Skywalker, Rey, kind of, you know, the good guy.
We're
going to
cast
person.
Star Wars with
the hero.
Colorado sports figures.
No, we're not doing that. Stop
who's
it.
Who's Jar Jar Binks?
Ooh, Jar Jar Binks. God, who would
I
be?
Think of this stuff.
Who would be Jar Jar Binks? Would currently, or you know, the Birdman was a bit of an odd character, like Jar Jar Binks back in the day.
I like Birdman more than Jar Jar.
I know. I've never had the problem with that character. I didn't think he was great, but I didn't have the absolute hate.
Every time he pops
loathing.
On screen or talks, I get annoyed. So it's got to be Jeff Breidich.
Okay. I'm not going to argue with you on that one. So today on this, may the 4th be with you. Love
is
to hear
Darth
who you,
Vader, Anakin Skywalker. Is that Nolan Arenado right now?
Could be. Yeah, I think so.
You know, he only gets curtain calls in St. Louis, apparently.
Somebody sounds a touch myth today.
Well, he, with the, and it's not exactly what he said, but everybody jumped on the never got curtain calls. Then he got one last night. Then you had Rockies fans like, well, Cardinals fans are going to, you know, give a curtain call to a right-handed hitter who drives a runner to third from second by hitting it into right field. So
by,
who cares
yeah,
what they
by,
think?
By going the opposite way.
Yeah.
And or a curtain call for a productive ground
right.
out.
He's not going to roll over on a curveball, and Cardinals fans are going to give him a curtain call.
Yeah, I agree with that. But they're such astute baseball
yeah.
fans.
There is a lot of, check out how much we love baseball in Cardinals fans.
No more than anybody else about it.
We appreciate baseball more than everybody. Anyway, okay, we're off topic.
Okay.
it's interesting, though.
So, which direction are we going to go here with this? It's going to be just, is it going to be Palpatine? Darth Vader is generally associated as the bad guy, though.
Yeah,
I mean, as much
true.
As we're getting,
yeah.
we're nerding it up here, and okay, really, at the end, he redeems himself in the end, you know, and Palpatine, right, is the bad guy all the way mm-hmm. through it. Generally, it is Darth Vader that's considered the baddie.
Yeah. I got Luke, fine with that.
Luke Skywalker is your quintessential hero in the Star Wars saga.
Mm-hmm.
So, who's Darth Vader in the college sports world? Who's Luke Skywalker? Currently, I'm going to go back to the past and all that. Well, currently, who would it be? Bill Belichick still? Palpatine or Darth Vader? Either one. The bad guy. Is he the number one person to fit that?
Kind of, he can be, yeah.
Because I'm trying to think of who else you just absolutely hate.
Brady Belichick, because you don't hate anybody in the baseball world, really.
Not really.
Hockey,
no,
the Red Wings like it used to be.
Yeah, I don't like the Dodgers, but I don't hate them.
Right.
I don't hate Dave Roberts. I don't hate Kershaw. I don't hate Bellinger. I don't hate them. I like
because
to see the Rockies beat them,
because
but I don't hate them.
The Rockies
Same
are
level.
More stormtrooper-ish when it comes to the Dodgers.
Pretty much.
There's
yeah,
just
get
no
mowed down.
Correlation.
Exactly.
So,
poor shooting.
Yeah. There has to be some level of competitiveness.
Right.
So, baseball, I don't really think you're going to find any correlation between these two.
I don't view Andy Reid as that. I don't, once again.
I like,
it's like
Andy Reid too much.
Yeah, I don't dislike Andy Reid.
Andy Reid's kind of Lando. He's kind of, you know, he screws you over, but you can still kind of like him at the end.
It's true. I was going to leave out the Jabba the Hutt comparisons there. But
ooh, you already did the Kool-Aid Man yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I'd rather be the Kool-Aid Man, though, than Jabba the Hutt.
Sorry, that was more Duff Man than Kool-Aid Man, my bad.
Kool-Aid Man's more fun. He's fun. Come
he's
on.
Jolly and jovial.
He's the only guy that can knock the wall down your house, and you're like, hey,
yeah,
it's Kool-Aid.
Right, yeah.
Kool-Aid Man's here. Yay. Not you, son of a. You're paying for that.
Right. Call a contractor.
Put that fix now. ASAP, mister. Oh, yeah.
Is Elway Skywalker, though? I mean, that just.
Well, that's where we're going to go in the past, though. I guess we could.
Oh, okay.
I guess we could go all time.
I mean, he's.
I love how he fleshed these things out on the air.
I mean, yeah. But he's still involved.
It's true.
He's just an older Luke Skywalker now.
President of football operations? Yeah. He'd be the one
he's
guiding
like Luke
Ray.
In the late seven or middle of eight,
right.
Where he's not actually helping, but he's still in the movie. That's kind of John right now.
Sure. So is Ray Drew Locke?
No, I like Ray a lot more. She actually, does something.
It's true. It's true.
She saves the rebellion. So maybe that's Teddy Bridgewater.
Maybe that ends up being Teddy Bridgewater. All right, so if you got some thoughts on that today, and of course, May the 4th be with you. Sorry, I didn't mean to blow you out there because I didn't find it.
Sorry.
Well, if you weren't awake on your early morning commute, you're now awake. Okay.
Oh, clear.
You okay over there?
I'm okay now.
You okay? Well, good. You know all systems are functioning now there.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're just having a little fun with this today. For Colorado sports fans, who's Darth Vader? Who's Luke Skywalker? On May the 4th be with you.
Yeah.
Text or call in today. Chick-fil-A breakfast team phone line, 970-242-1340. Also give you a chance to win with 357 Reloaded Stadium Cinema, 820 today, 840. Mavs Day gets started early.
Nice.
Okay, with Chris Hanks. I think it's what now, back-to-back week, something like that he's asked to be moved into the 8 o'clock hour. We're glad to accommodate him.
Absolutely. We got 3 hours. We can move people around. Yeah.
So Chris Hanks at 8:40 this morning, talking CMU baseball. Of course, they had the weekend off because of the positive COVID tests for Colorado Christian. And they'll head to CSU Pueblo for a series this weekend. We'll talk with the skipper, Chris Hanks, coming up at 8:40. Also, Vince Smith, his team claiming the RMAC regular season lacrosse title. We'll talk to him about the RMAC tournament. And then CMU interim head coach of the softball team, Mercedes Bota, will join us at 9:20 this morning. Talk about CMU softball. They won their fifth straight RMAC regular season title, and they'll host in the RMAC tournament as well. So nothing but championships and hosting postseason tournaments for the Mavericks. It's become pretty much commonplace around here. Though we never take it for granted, though, right?
No, not at all.
Never take it for granted. All right, so we'll talk to all those coaches coming up later on this morning. Text or call us today, 970-242-1340. All right, let's get to...
What's happening?
And we get things started with plenty of action last night. The Avalanche rallied from a two-goal deficit to win an overtime 5-4 Monday night at San Jose. Colorado's Andre Burakovsky scored the game winner in overtime, and it pulls the Avs within 2 points of the West Division leading Vegas Golden Knights.
They knew how big of a game it was for us because we had saw that Minnesota had come back to win in regulation. So fighting to stay ahead of them, also pulling in within 2 points of Vegas if we won. So the guys were fired up for the third period to get out there, and we believed we could get the job done.
The Avs coach Jared Bednar, Colorado plays at San Jose again tomorrow night. You can hear it on the Team Sports Network starting at 7 on Wednesday. The Nuggets' five-game winning streak ended Monday night with a 93-89 loss at the LA Lakers. Denver's Nikola Jokic hit for 32 points, but the three-point line was part of the difference for LA as the Lakers hit 13 threes to the Nuggets' six.
I don't know, maybe being in LA for 3-4 days was too much for us, but I just didn't like how we played for most of the night. And it was great to see us try to give ourselves a chance late, but too little too late, as they say.
Denver coach Michael Malone, a late offensive foul call on guard Facu Campazzo, negated a Michael Porter Jr. three-pointer that would have pulled the Nuggets to within 1 point with about 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. The loss drops Denver into a tie for third in the Western Conference with the LA Clippers. The Rockies have named Bill Schmidt the club's interim general manager after parting ways with former GM Jeff Bridich. Schmidt has been with Colorado for 22 years and has served as the team's vice president of scouting since 2007. In a release by the Rockies, it states that Schmidt will be in full control of baseball operations. Colorado plans on hiring a permanent GM after the season is over. Rockies and Giants were rained out yesterday over at Coors Field. They'll play 2 7-inning games and a doubleheader today. First pitch at 3:40 today. We'll have coverage of the first game with pregame at 3 o'clock with Rockies on deck with Jack Corrigan and Mike Rice. And then we will join in progress the high school baseball opener for the 2021 season for Palisade and Fruita Monument. And that'll be heading your way after 6 o'clock tonight right here on the team. Speaking of the Bulldogs, it's a young team this year. They have a couple of seniors, but a large group of sophomores, a handful of juniors. Palisade head coach Nate Porter says outside of a pair of regulars, they have a roster full of young faces that don't have a lot of experience.
We've got a young team, which is what I like, because we've got guys that are going to really buy into our system at a young age. We've got some pretty good talent. We're excited about it.
Once again, we'll have Palisade and Fruita Monument tonight. We'll join it in progress following coverage of that first game of the doubleheader with the Rockies and the Giants. Plateau Valley football team, they punched their ticket to the 8-man semifinals after beating Justice 22-8 on Saturday. Head coach Brian Bristol says they worked hard on the passing game to get past Justice, but they were thinking ahead to a matchup against the Honey Farmers, the top seed in the eight-man football playoffs.
We knew we could move the ball on the ground against them, but we also were looking ahead to Honey, and we knew we were going to have to develop that passing game to get the ball outside in space really quick. So we just worked on our quick game this weekend and had some great yards after the catch and yards after contact in the quick game. So it was a really good growing game for us.
Cowboys and Farmers meet up Friday night over at Honey, kickoff at 7 o'clock with a spot in the state title game on the line. In that one, Palisades volleyball team, they head to the state tournament after winning their regional last weekend. After missing a lot of court time during this last offseason due to the pandemic, the team's molded into a top eight squad in 4A. Palisades senior Kaylee Chutka was on the Jim Davis Show yesterday. She says they've all gone through the same thing the last 12 months, and that has helped to bring them together.
Spent half the summer doing virtual open gyms because that's all that we could do. And so we kind of just all bonded together because we're all put through this circumstance that we had no idea that it was going to happen.
Palisade in the state tournament for the first time since 1995. The state tournament for all classifications begins May 12th at the Broadmoor World Arena in Colorado Springs. And that's a look at
what's happening.
All right, Jim, along with the Buckeye Boy today from the Bozarth Miller Chevrolet Buick Studios, most trusted name in automobiles. So, I guess on this question today, you want to go all time? We could go all time. Currently and all time, we can do both. I make like the Raiders, right? I mean, because the Raiders have even embraced that.
Yeah.
So I would say old school, probably. Like you said, Elway.
See, for me, and I'm such a jerk about it, that the Raiders would embrace being the Empire, so I'm not going to call them. I'm just going to make somebody else the Empire. Just to be such a jerk. But that's my MO. So.
I mean, the Chiefs are kind of like the new Empire, right?
A little bit.
They're the First Order.
Yeah.
Boy, we're really being
Chiefs
super,
fans are like...
super nerdy. But
Chiefs fans are like Stormtroopers.
Do they like Stormtroopers?
They are like Stormtroopers. They're just kind of there. They can't hit anything, though.
Really?
I don't know. I'm just trying to rile people up.
That's the best you got this morning. They're saying, wait a minute, we've been to the Super Bowl back-to-back years and won one. So what are you talking about, Cleveland Browns fan? I know. Just, you know, to kind of keep, you know, keep my head down on that one, okay? When you've never been to the Super Bowl, Buckeye Boy, you need to probably maybe, you know, pump the brakes on that smack talk to the Chiefs, okay?
I'm not talking about the team. About the team at all.
Are you talking about their fans?
Yeah. Very few of the fans have played in a Super Bowl, so.
Where do you get that the fans are like Stormtroopers? I'm not following you on this one.
They're
sorry.
There, but they're just not really useful, you know?
Okay.
Like fans of most teams. We saw how they did just fine last year with no fans in the house, so, you know. Like, they did it for the fans.
They had some. They had some fans. Come on. It was like nobody was at Arrowhead. They had some fans.
There's only like 10 or 12 guys in the Empire that really do anything. Darth Vader kills half of them. He force chokes half of them anyway.
You did not bring me my coffee the way I like.
Yeah. This is too small a double cheeseburger.
You will pay the price. All right, 718.
Oh, this is going to get silly today.
It's going to get really stupid. All right, so send that our way today on this May the 4th be with you. Text or call us 970-242-1340. We will take a break and we'll come back and take more of a deeper dive into the Avs win over San Jose last night. Nuggets fall to the Lakers. That's coming up next on the Jim Davis Show on the team, Colorado's sports leader.
I'm the morning guy. I have a Facebook group, 16 members. Some call it a fan page. I don't know.
Oh, hell yeah. The Jim Davis Show on Colorado's sports leader, the team.
Good morning. Jim Davis and the Buckeye Boy, the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. May the 4th be with you. Thought we'd take that and run with that today. If you're a Colorado sports fan, who's the current Darth Vader, Emperor Palpatine, the ultimate evil in the sports universe? Still Belichick? Is it it's hard to say somebody like Mahomes because he's so dang likable. Hard for me to say Andy Reid. Don't dislike Dave Roberts with the Dodgers. It's hard to nail down that current, who that current person would be. Has Gruden kind of become that guy a little bit? They haven't really had the kind of success yet that, you know, like it was back when Madden was there and Red Miller was there and the Broncos really started their ascension as far as becoming a one of the better franchises in the NFL back in the mid to late 70s. You know, Madden would have been certainly that guy. The Raiders is an organization. I don't know if we view the Raiders the same way now because they've been very good for quite some time. Hate the Dodgers, but you got to compete, right, against the Dodgers? And if you are as bad as the Rockies are against L.A., how can you say, well, that's our big rival, that's our big enemy?
Mm-hmm.
Can't say about the Diamondbacks. Torrey Lovello, I don't dislike him.
Yeah, the Rockies are kind of like, in the National League West, they're the Ewoks of the division. Just kind of using sticks and stones against everybody.
But at least the Ewoks, though, you know, they came up with that giant log thing that they knocked the...
Eventually. That's what I'm
hoping. I
always
forget what the walker things are, the walkers that the Empire had. The two-legged walker things.
I don't know. They're not the AT-ATs.
I think it's the AT-AT. I think it's an AT-AT.
Is it?
I think it's the AT-AT, I believe.
There's only so much nerdery I can remember.
Right. I'm better with Star Trek than I am with Star Wars, even though I've seen every Star Wars film. Most of them multiple times. So anyway, May the 4th be with you. Who are the good guys for Colorado? The Luke Skywalkers. And who are the bad guys? The Emperor Palpatines, the Darth Vaders. Text or call us today. Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line. 970-242-1340. Maybe the Lakers. Maybe it's LeBron. But even though he didn't play last night against the Nuggets, is LeBron...
Is that Diving Anthony Davis?
Could the unibrow be that guy? Well, last night, the Nuggets, they fall in L.A. to the Lakers in kind of an old-school 90s basketball game, right? First half was really low scoring. Lakers did an excellent job, sadly, of shutting down Michael Porter Jr. I think he only had like four shot attempts in the first half of that game.
Like an Eastern Conference game.
Ugh. It was grinded out.
Yeah.
Not pretty. Michael Porter Jr. finished with 19, but he struggled to get 19 last night. Nikola Jokic, 32 points. Really good game, 9 rebounds. They slowed him up for a little bit, but they could not shut him down. He finished with a game-high 32. He mentioned... No, LeBron James last night. Mm-hmm. Did you hear the comment that he had the other day? That it was something along the lines of, people need to stop asking me about when I'm going to be at 100% health-wise. He goes, I will never be 100% again. I'm at that stage in my career now where I've got enough stuff that bothers me that there's no way I'm ever going to be 100% again when I play basketball.
That's probably true.
I don't think it was a whiny thing. I think it was just, it's factual.
But that's the thing about LeBron, is it doesn't have to be whiny for 90% of people to think it is. Just because, as soon as he opens his mouth, people think he's whining. Like the whole play-in thing. Whoever came up with this stupid thing needs to be fired. Well, that's the commissioner. That was his idea.
So you're going to fire Adam Silver? Because he was a guy that's his brainchild.
Yeah.
Or that's his baby. He's the guy that came up with that. So Nuggets lose last night to the Lakers, 93-89. Probably the pivotal moment in the game, though. About 2 minutes to go. Facu Campazzo, who's been playing pretty well for the Nuggets, actually. Yeah. Doing a nice job. Drives, runs into the aforementioned Anthony Davis, kicks it to Michael Porter Jr., who hits a three. The three would have brought them to within one with about 2 minutes to go in the game. Late whistle. Facu Campazzo gets called for an offensive foul. And so Michael Malone, post Malone coming up here, Nuggets coach, was asked, did you think about challenging that? About going to the challenging it, reviewing it, And here's Michael Malone's response after the game.
Oh, yeah, definitely considered it. But talked to our coaches behind the bench, and they said, you know, what the official said, that, you know, Faku kind of took him out. I haven't even seen the replay yet, Mike, I'll be honest. So, yes, was definitely considering challenging it. But that's where I trust my coaches who are watching the replay right behind the bench to kind of give me the thumbs up or thumbs down. And they felt from their perspective and watching it that it wouldn't have been overturned. So big play, you know, we come down, get a stop, hit a big shot that's taken off the board. So those are the breaks.
All right. So there's Post Malone for you, Michael Malone. The loss drops the Nuggets, by the way, now into a tie with the LA Clippers for third in the Western Conference. You know, a guy that I watched, listened a little bit last night, watched some of the game last night, Marc Gasol. Even though he only had 10 points, he had 7 rebounds. He hurt them last night. Hit some threes. Does a better job than Andre Drummond, and they brought this up last night on the telecast, Doris Burke, that Gasol just has a better sense of court spacing, of finding the open guy. Andre Drummond, plus Gasol can hit the three. That Gasol was upset when they acquired Andre Drummond, and now that, you know, Gasol's coming off the bench, showed last night, though, why he's still a valuable piece for this basketball team, this Lakers basketball team.
Yeah, he's a more valuable piece than Andre Drummond is. Andre Drummond's scoring's never been his strong suit.
He's going to get on the glass.
Dishing the ball off has never been his strong suit, where Marc Gasol can do a little of all of it. Marc Gasol is not going to go out there and he's not going to kill you. He's not going to score 25-30 like AD and LeBron.
To make the extra pass, though.
He is a guy that the ball flows through a lot better than an Andre Drummond guy. Andre Drummond, he was with the Cavs, and he played all right for a while, but getting to watch him up close, when he was with Detroit, it was like, man, Andre Drummond, he's pretty good. And then you watch him every night for a team you follow, and you're like, he's all right. He rebounds a ton, and that's great.
Except last night when he had and I had more rebounds than Andre Drummond had last night.
That's true.
But that's what you're right. That's his game, though. That's what he normally does.
You know, he's only averaging 12 points for the Lakers. They can find that from 7 other guys on that team. That's why everybody was all up on Andre Drummond. He's just going to sign with the Lakers, and they're like, what's he going to add, though?
Yeah, he had 4 points last night.
He's going to push better guys deeper into the rotation than him. That's what he's going to do. It's not the fact that what he adds himself. It's the fact that now Marc Gasol is a guy that's coming off the bench, and he's going to be playing against your second unit as opposed to your starters. That's going to be what hurts teams.
And Marc Gasol may not like that, but that might be the best thing for the Lakers. And you can tell, look, when last night they defended really well.
Mm-hmm.
And that was they outshot the Nuggets in 3-point range 13-6. Those were the big numbers last night.
Well, they defended hit 43% better of theirs as opposed to the Nuggets 25.
Exactly. Hit more at a higher frequency.
Yep.
And they defended better last night.
Yeah.
But if you watch the Lakers not having LeBron, we talked about how Marc Gasol helps to facilitate the offense, make the extra pass. He can shoot the three a little bit. You can tell they miss LeBron James being in there on a regular basis because the offense does run through him. But last night, defensively, they were so good. You know, Anthony Davis had 25 points, but I mean, they got balanced scoring. Pope had 10. Caruso had 11 last night. You know, Talen Horton Tucker had 10. Gasol, as I mentioned, had 10 points. Mm-hmm. He got some pretty balanced scoring behind the 25 from Anthony Davis last night. And for the Nuggets, they had 3 guys in double figures.
Yeah.
JaVale McGee, against his old team, he hits for 10. Joker,
that's
30.
That's not good. He's one of the only guys in double figures, that's not good.
Joker hits for 32. Michael Porter Jr., it was a struggle, but he scored 19 points last night.
You take a look at some of the deeper numbers, advanced box numbers for the Lakers. They played 11 guys last night. 8 of them had a defensive rating of under 100. That's the points estimated per 100 possessions. So lower is better. And most of their guys were in the 90s. They had a couple guys off the bench that were in the 80s. You take a look at the Nuggets. They only played 9 guys last night, and only about half of them had a rating like that. And they were all in the 90s, but close to 100. So the Lakers D'd up better. They hit more shots. They hit at a better clip than the Nuggets. Roll those things into each other, those three things into each other, and, you know, having Anthony Davis back doesn't hurt when it comes to getting the calls, because you turn that around, Anthony Davis could iron fist Facu Campazzo out of the way offensively, and they're not going to blow the whistle. So, did he run into him? Yeah. Is it an offensive foul? Because it's Anthony Davis, yes.
Yeah. Was there contact? Yeah. And look,
if it was LeBron, Facu might have been arrested.
Right. Now Malone did make the point. You know, he asked the assistant coaches, you know, his group that keeps an eye on things like that, whether he should challenge or not. They didn't feel like, you know, the contact was there. But I think you're right. If it wasn't Anthony Davis,
yeah,
probably a no call.
Right. And it's not going to get overturned at that point, because in the replay, they're going to be like, nope, that is Anthony Davis. So, yep.
So Michael Malone wasn't going to waste his time.
Yeah.
Some good news, though, from Michael Malone. Mike Singer in the Post reporting this. Monte Morris, according to Malone, making great progress in returning from his right hamstring strain. Still expected to be out for a couple of games. Has been on the shelf since he injured his hamstring April 16th at Houston. So hopefully, because they really need him back at the point guard spot.
Yeah, they need him, because their rotation's getting a little thin.
PJ Dozier left last night with some hip tightness.
Mm-hmm.
That hurts. I mean, and Malone said, are we cursed or what? Because, you know, right. Morris goes down. Obviously, Jamal Murray lost for the season. It's been tough for the Avalanche.
No Millsap, for the Rockies, no Barton.
Excuse me, for the Nuggets. But through every team. Rapids, Mammoth. For the Nuggets in terms of the injury front.
The Outlaws
right now
are struggling.
Outlaws.
Denver Gold.
We're going way back, aren't we?
The Grizzlies, the Bears.
Okay, settle down. 7:34. Jim, along with the Buckeye Boy today.
Rockies hockey on, team.
On the Team Sports Network. Yeah. Every single franchise. Colorado Caribou.
I got them all. Okay, the Caribou, right.
They were what? The North American Soccer League. The
I Caribou. So.
Yeah.
Wasn't there an indoor soccer team, too?
Yeah, there was. There's also the indoor football team. There was the
Crush,
but also the Denver Dynamite.
Yes.
Because Tracy Bennett, that played at Junction.
Forgot about the Dynamite.
And also played at Mesa. He was the kicker when they won the indoor football title.
Nice.
Kicker for the Denver Dynamite.
I think we got them all.
Think we got them pretty much all. Probably not all of them, but most of them.
For the most part.
All right. Also, so the Nuggets lose last night. As I mentioned, they're now tied for third in the Western Conference with the LA Clippers. The Avalanche making a push to try to catch the Vegas Golden Knights. Wasn't going to be easy, but last night, it looked like that effort might take a hit. They trailed by 2 goals, but they rallied twice from a 2-goal third period deficit. They get an overtime goal from forward Andre Burakovsky to beat the Sharks 5-4 in San Jose last night. But the guy that really has been given a lot of credit for the Avs win last night, Nazem Kadri, who's been snake bit lately. Shots just have not gotten through. Kadri, the last night, his goal gets the game tied up. And Jared Bednar, after the game, said, look, that Kadri goal was a big, big moment in the game and the Avalanche coming back to get the win in overtime.
It's huge for our team to get that goal, obviously a big goal, and for Naz personally, because he's been working hard, or he's been paying attention to his checking game, doing the right things and trying to manage the puck properly, and he just hasn't had any luck with pucks going in, and his scoring chances are starting. He's getting more part of our offense here just recently, and still not going in for him. So to be able to get a goal like that hopefully sparks him. I thought he competed hard and again did the right things, was working hard in the faceoff circle. So a lot of positives to his game, and no bigger goal than that one to sort of break out of the slump. So hopefully he can get some confidence out of that. You know, that without that goal, that we're in trouble. So hopefully, like I said, he can sort of carry that over in the next game here.
All right, Jared Bednar, Kadri tied at 4-all, 16-21, with his first goal in 20 games. So they got, it's been a long drought.
You could feel the exhale in the post game too. He's like, oh man, finally one went in.
So it felt good for sure. So Avs get the goal from Kadri that gets it tied up. They also had goals from Landeskog and Akushkin last night. So the Avalanche right now, it gets them within 2 points of the Vegas Golden Knights in the West. Avs now 34-12-4. Vegas fell to Minnesota 6-5 on Monday. So there's six games.
Wild did something good finally.
They did something good. For that brief moment, you're a Minnesota Wild fan. You're an Avalanche fan. Six games left in the regular season. They have a game in hand over Vegas and the Wild as well. So the division's number one seed most likely will start the playoffs against St. Louis. St. Louis right now pretty much nailed down the fourth spot. They haven't officially done it yet, but it looks like that's where the Blues will probably finish up. So we'll have the Avalanche and San Jose tomorrow night.
Yep.
Pre-game at 7 right here on the team.
No,
for that one.
Devan Dubnyk till the start of the playoffs. He's added to the COVID list. He tested positive. You're going to quarantine at home in San Jose, and then he's going to drive to Denver. So no Dubnyk.
Okay.
So but I remember we were talking last week to Connor McGahey about Nazem Kadri. It's like essentially what Connor was saying is if he didn't have bad luck, he wouldn't have any luck at all.
Exactly.
He was just
like that song from Hee Haw back in the day.
Yeah. He was very close, and it just would, you know, it would flick off the toe of the stick, or it would go off the post, and just it wasn't like he was playing poorly. He was just he had bad luck.
It's like a hitter in baseball just lining at everybody.
Yeah.
Squares it up, hits the ball hard, just hits it right at somebody. And that's kind of where Kadri was. He just couldn't get anything to go in for him. So we'll have the Avalanche in San Jose tomorrow night right here on the team. Pregame at 7 o'clock. Rockies got rained out yesterday, so they'll play 2 7-inning games today over at Coors Field. Alex Wood will get the start for the Giants in Game 1 today. Remember, Wood had the no-hitter against the Rockies last Wednesday, took that into the sixth inning in his last start, and ended up striking out 9 batters. That's a season high for him. We don't know who the Rockies will start today in that Game 1 or Game 2. We also don't know who the Giants will start in Game 2 either. But the Rockies and San Francisco today will have the first game of the doubleheader with Jack Organ and Mike Rice pregame at 3 o'clock today, first pitch at 3:40. And then when that game concludes, we'll have high school baseball tonight. Max Ryan and Tyler Franson, Palisade and Fruita Monument. It's brought to you by Ken Richards, State Farm Insurance. We'll join that in progress following that Rockies first game of the doubleheader.
Is it probably Herman and Chi-Chi today, I'm guessing?
Probably so.
Because Herman was set to go yesterday, right?
I believe that was the case,
It's weird for them not to just push him back. Because it wasn't like they were, you know, warming up in the pen and he was about ready to go and they called the game. They called it really early.
Yeah.
And then Chi-Chi's the only guy that's not been up. Because John Grace tomorrow, Austin Gomber went Sunday. So I think Chi-Chi's the guy that's left. I just like playing the guessing game.
I would assume that would be the case today. We will find out. All right, 7:41. Jim along with the Buckeye Boy, the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network, and it's time for Soundcheck.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
All right, what do you have, Buckeye?
Well, I'm not sure if you're aware, but Aaron Rodgers caused quite a stir a little bit last week.
Wait a minute. What did he do? Did he break up with Shailene Woodley? What's going on?
No, apparently Shailene Ono has not, that hasn't broken up anything yet, even though a lot of people are talking about that.
Like, good for her.
Way more than any other girlfriend or wife.
Good for
her. In this offseason, I'm not entirely certain.
She does an excellent job on Big Little Lies, by the way. She's excellent in that movie. That series.
Take your word for that. I think
love all of her work.
She was the younger sister on the OC back 15, 16 years ago. That's all I
remember
about
her. This might be
the
finest role she's ever played if she's trying to guide Aaron Rodgers to Colorado.
Maybe. I don't know. But anyway, he asks, apparently he doesn't want to play in Green Bay anymore. That's the big news. And Brandon Tierney, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, he has a little problem with how Aaron Rodgers is going about this.
Here's my biggest issue with Aaron Rodgers, right? I'm not saying that he's totally wrong. I'm not. The way this is played out publicly, the GM comes across as a complete buffoon. He sounds like a rudderless ship who has no idea what's going on. Do I think that on some level he was disrespected, Rodgers? I guess so. Was it a reach? Yeah, I don't think Jordan Love can play. All the counts right now, he's nowhere near being ready. But Aaron Rodgers, this has gone on now for 5.5 days. Hey, Rodgers. If you have something to say, be a big boy, all right? Be a big boy, be a grown-up, be a man, and tell us what the hell you're thinking. Yeah. Planted these stories and acting like a little drama queen, I'm over it.
Rogers! Discount double check!
Yes, please, discount double tell us exactly what's going on. I don't often agree with Brandon Tierney on anything. I'm kind of with him there. Just stop this. All of it. Both sides. Just come out and say one way or the other.
Like that great song from that lesser-known Canadian power trio Triumph. Let's just lay it on the line.
Exactly.
Let's just, you know, tell us what the deal is. Gutkunst, Gunkunst, the GM.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want him back. We really want him. We expect he's in our plans. We want him here.
No, he's not. You drafted Jordan Love.
I know. That's exactly. He's being disingenuous about this, too.
If you don't want to be there, just come out and say it.
And he, look, and Aaron Rodgers had his opportunity at the Kentucky Derby with Mike Tirico.
Yeah.
Could have cleared something. You know what? I love the Green Bay fans. I'll always love my time there, and I love Packer fans. I'll always have, like Manning did for the Colts, Colts fans, but I'm ready to move on. And they don't want me there, and I don't want to be there anymore.
What's said is just as important as what is not said. And when he does the, I'm sorry it came out this way, that's not the, I didn't say that. You know?
It's, he's sorry that it got, it was made public.
Right.
That it got out there.
So I don't think he purposefully leaked this story. Purposefully.
Draft day? When all eyes are on the NFL? And he knew this story would be huge.
I think he wanted the story out. I'm not sure he wanted it out.
The story would be big regardless.
Yeah.
But on draft day, and naming the Broncos, a team that was drafting ninth and probably drafting a quarterback, I think there's timing is everything.
Yeah.
And I think there was somewhat of a deliberate, we want it out the day of the draft because we know they're going to be talking about it a lot on draft night. It's going to be bigger, planting the seeds of what he hoped would be the eventual exit strategy. Forcing the Packers' hand a little bit. To get teams to go. Because they said he got a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Gutkunst did. Won't say who it was from. Could have been George Payton. I don't know. Might have been.
I think it's the Niners. I really do.
Didn't Lynch say? Didn't Lynch say they called?
I think Lynch said they called.
Yeah, I think that was the only team that allegedly called, according to Gunkunst. He said that we got a call from somebody. Yeah, Lynch did say that they called him.
But there's like 27 teams that should call just to see. Like Tampa, Kansas City.
They're good.
They're good. You know, like Cincinnati, probably not.
Probably not.
Cleveland, probably not.
Houston, yes.
Houston, absolutely. You know, Miami, Jacksonville probably didn't call. Jets probably didn't call.
Right.
So there's six teams right there. So, 25 other teams are probably calling Green Bay.
Saints, yes.
Absolutely.
Look, if you had Rodgers over Jameis Winston.
Yes. Yes, please.
If you're Mickey Loomis, if you're Sean Payton, you're making that phone call, right?
Yeah. Michael Thomas is bombarding that office with texts. Please call Green Bay. Please call Green Bay.
Call him.
I don't want to have 11 tackles next year because Jameis Winston throws it to the wrong team.
All right, 7:46. We'll take a break and we'll come back. Jim along with the Buckeye Boy today from the Bozarth Miller Chevrolet Buick Studios. Our Qdoba question of the day today. Double Points Tuesday, by the way, Qdoba. Get the app to track that. Since today is, of course, May the 4th be with you. I turned it down this time. I'm sorry. I didn't want to
thank you. I appreciate that. I was prepared, though.
I thought your headphones are going to just explode off your head.
Felt like it.
Like Han Solo kicked it into the hyperdrive.
Yeah.
If you're a Colorado fan, Colorado sports fan, who is the Darth Vader, the Emperor Palpatine? Who's Luke Skywalker?
It's Charlie Blackman.
Who's
Chewie?
Who's Han? You know, or what?
Yeah.
It's Charlie Blackman.
Chewbacca.
7:47. So, text or call in today. Love to hear from you. It's the Chick-fil-A breakfast tune. Phone line 970-242-1340. 970-242-1340. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network.
Yeah, I think they're like the best on the radio.
At least at the pro level, the best of the best.
The Jim Davis Show on Colorado's sports leader, the Team.
Welcome back, 751. Jim Davis and the Buckeye Boy, the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. May the 4th be with you. If you're a Colorado sports fan, who's Darth Vader? Who's Emperor Palpatine? Who's Luke and Han? Leia? Who are the good guys? Who are the bad guys? Both all time and currently right now. If you're a Colorado sports fan, text or call us 970-242-1340. Yeah, John Lynch was the one who said, yeah, we called and made an inquiry into whether or not the Packers would want to deal Aaron Rodgers. And according to what Lynch said, they got shut down rather quickly. Aaron Rodgers, you talked about, he doesn't really comment it. He said other than what he told Mike Tirico at the Kentucky Derby, you know, I don't like the way the news came out.
Right.
That he clicked the like button on the tweet from receiver Devontae Adams that you got to appreciate what you got while you got it. That was the tweet from Devontae Adams about Rodgers, and Rodgers liked the tweet. And so that's now being taken as some sense of verification. That he is unhappy with the Packers.
This is why I stray away from likes a lot of the time. You know what I mean? Because it can be taken so many different ways. Usually the only thing I like on Twitter is if a super snarky tweet, or every morning I like the Ohio State clock tweets about how many days it's been since Michigan beat Ohio State in football. That's it.
Right.
Those are the things I like. But like the very... like the subtext or the very vague stuff, try to stay away from that because you never know how that's going to be taken. Maybe Devontae Adams means that Aaron Rodgers should appreciate what he has in second, third, fourth round weapons as opposed to first round weapons.
That's true.
Be like Devontae Adams.
Last year of his contract, by the way, with the Packers.
Devontae Adams. The old three-namer, whatever.
Scanlon.
Thank you. Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
There you go.
I just needed one of them. I wouldn't remember all three.
If you help me out, I help you out. That's how that works.
You know, maybe that's what Devontae Adams means, and Aaron Rodgers mistakenly liked the vague tweet. You know,
that could be the case.
I just like to stir the pot.
It's a problem with social media too. I mean, it's
right. Your uncle, it just comes out and says exactly what he wants to say on Facebook. Everybody else is like vague, you know,
right?
Or hinting, or there's some sort of subterfuge. There's only like one person in every family that's like, well, you know what? I hate this. Oh, okay. Thanks, Uncle Joe. I appreciate that.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it, man.
It clears that up.
Yeah. Should Rodgers be more direct about this? Should he say, here's why I'm upset. Here's why I don't want to play here anymore. This is why I would like to be traded. I do agree with people to feel like there is a, with what Tierney said, I think he has reason to feel the way he does. Okay, fine. Then express publicly why you feel the way you do and why you want out of there and why you're not willing to try to work it out.
Right.
That the relationship has been damaged. I don't want to be here anymore. I'm ready to move on.
I love the fans. Well, then don't leave us hanging.
Yeah,
tell us one way or the other.
If you love Packer fans, then be honest with them.
You don't want to be about, here anymore. Let me get my Jordan Love jersey ready.
Exactly. That, you know, it's not you, it's me.
Right.
It's the organization. It's not the fans. I love the fans. You guys are great. Let them know that. And let them know that, hey, I'm moving on now. I'm going to go someplace else. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with hour two.